Welcome to day 49 of Seeking a Path to the Good Life, a walk through the Bible in a year. Let us return to the Hebrew Bible, reading Numbers 28 to 30. Daily offerings. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the Israelites and say to them, 'My offering, the food for my offerings by fire, my pleasing odor, you shall take care to offer to me at its appointed time.' And you shall say to them, 'This is the offering by fire that you shall offer to the Lord, 2 male lambs a year old without blemish, daily as a regular offering. 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also 1/10 of an ephah of choice flour for a grain offering, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of beaten oil. It is a regular burnt offering ordained at Mount Sinai for a pleasing odor, an offering by fire to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be 1/4 of a hin for each lamb. In the sanctuary you shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight with a grain offering and a drink offering like the one in the morning. You shall offer it as an offering by fire, a pleasing odor to the Lord. Sabbath offerings. On the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs a year old without blemish and 2/10 of an ephah of choice flour for a grain offering mixed with oil and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. Monthly offerings. At the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish. Also 3/10 of an ephah of choice flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, and 2/10 of choice flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram, and 1/10 of choice flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb, a burnt offering of pleasing odor, an offering by fire to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be 1/2 a hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the month of the year. And there shall be 1 male goat for a purification offering to the Lord. It shall be offered in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. Offerings at Passover. On the 14th day of the first month, there shall be a Passover offering to the Lord. And on the 15th day of this month is a festival. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. You shall offer an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. See that they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of choice flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah shall you offer for a bull, and 2/10 for a ram. 1/10 shall you offer for each of the 7 lambs. Also 1 male goat for a purification offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these in addition to the burnt offering of the morning, which belongs to the regular burnt offering. In the same way, you shall offer daily for the 7 days the food of an offering by fire, a pleasing odor to the Lord. It shall be offered in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. Offerings at the Festival of Weeks. On the day of the first fruits, when you offer a grain offering of new grain to the Lord at your Festival of Weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. You shall offer a burnt offering, a pleasing odor to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old. Their grain offering shall be of choice flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, with 1 male goat to make atonement for you. In addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, you shall offer them and their drink offering. They shall be without blemish. Offerings at the Festival of Trumpets. On the first day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. It is a day for you to blow the trumpets, and you shall offer a burnt offering, a pleasing odor to the Lord, one young bull, one ram, seven male lambs a year old without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of choice flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, 2/10 for a ram, and 1/10 for each of the seven lambs, with one male goat for a purification offering to make atonement for you. These are in addition to the burnt offering of the new moon and its grain offering, and the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, and their drink offerings according to the ordinance for them, a pleasing odor and offering by fire to the Lord. Offerings on the Day of Atonement. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation and humble yourselves. You shall do no work. You shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing odor, one young bull, one ram, seven male lambs a year old. They shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of choice flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the seven lambs. The one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the purification offering of atonement, and the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. Offerings at the Festival of Booths. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. You shall celebrate a festival to the Lord 7 days. You shall offer a burnt offering, an offering by fire, a pleasing odor to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old. They shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of choice flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 2nd day, 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their numbers. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the 3rd day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their numbers. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offerings and its drink offering. On the 4th day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their number. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 5th day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bull, for the rams, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their number. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. On the 6th day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year without blem year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bull, for the rams, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their number. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offerings. On the 7th day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their number. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 8th day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall not work at your occupations. You shall offer a burnt offering, an offering by fire, a pleasing odor to the Lord, one bull, one ram, seven male lambs a year old without blemish, and the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, as prescribed in accordance with their number. Also, one male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. These you shall offer to the Lord at your appointed festivals, in addition to your votive offerings and your free will offerings, as your burnt offerings, your grain offerings, your drink offerings, and your offerings of well-being. So Moses told the Israelites everything, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Vows made by women. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the Israelites, saying, "This is what the Lord has commanded. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. When a woman makes a vow to the Lord or binds herself by a pledge while within her father's house in her youth, and her father hears of her vow or her pledge by which she has bound herself and says nothing to her, then all her vows shall stand, and any pledge by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her father overrules her at the time when he hears it, no vow of hers and no pledge by which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will forgive her because her father overruled her. If she marries while obligated by her vows or any thoughtless utterance of her lips by which she has bound herself, and her husband hears of it and says nothing to her at the time that he hears, that then her vow shall stand, and her pledges by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if at the time that her husband hears of it, he overrules her, then he shall nullify the vow by which she was obligated, or the thoughtless utterance of her lips by which she bound herself, and the Lord will forgive her. But every vow of a widow or of a divorced woman by which she has bound herself shall be binding upon her. And if she made a vow in her husband's house or bound herself by a pledge with an oath, and her husband heard it and said nothing to her and did not overrule her, then all her vows shall stand, and any pledge by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her husband nullifies them at the time that he hears them, then whatever proceeds out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning her pledges shall not stand. Her husband has nullified them, and the Lord will forgive her. Any vow or any binding oath to humble herself, her husband may allow to stand, or her husband may nullify. But if her husband says nothing to her from day to day, then he validates all of her vows or all of her pledges by which she is obligated. He has validated them because he said nothing to her at the time that he heard of them. But if he nullifies them sometime after he has heard of them, then he shall bear her guilt. These are the statutes that the Lord commanded Moses concerning a husband and his wife, and a father and his daughter, while she is still young and in her father's house. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? We have read through a lengthy list of offerings to be given at different times of the year. This reminds me of the centrality of ritual in the scrolls of the Torah. The daily, monthly, and yearly rituals are meant to be a part of how we mark time and demonstrate our faithfulness to God. What are the daily, monthly, and yearly rituals in your life? Are there areas in which your focus on God needs to increase? I am reminded of Rabbi Heschel's belief that time is the modern temple of God. Now let us move to 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. Spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of powerful deeds, to another, prophecy, to another, the discernment of spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. One body with many members. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with great honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior members, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. All are apostles, all are prophets, all are teachers. Do all work powerful deeds? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. The gift of love. If I speak in the tongue of humans and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrongs, it does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, that I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love remain, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Gifts of prophecies and tongues. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. For those who speak in a tongue that do not speak to other people, but to God, for no one understands them, since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. But those who prophesy speak to other people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build upon themselves, but those who prophesy build upon the church. Now I would like all of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. One who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I speak to you in some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce sound, such as the flute or the harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will what is being played on the flute or harp be recognized? And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will be ready for battle? So, with yourselves, if in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are striving after spiritual gifts, seek to excel in them for building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray for the power to interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive. What should I do then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also. Otherwise, if you say a blessing with the spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say the amen to your thanksgiving, since the outsider does not know what you are saying? For you may give thanks well enough, but the other person is not built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking, rather be infants in evil, but in thinking be adults. In the law it is written, by people of strange tongues and by lips of foreigners, I will speak to this people, yet even they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues then are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers, while prophecy is not for unbelievers, but for believers. If therefore the entire church comes together and all speak in tongues, and outsiders or unbelievers enter, they will not say that you are out of your mind. But if all prophecy and an unbeliever or outsider who enters is reproved by all and called to account by all, after the secrets of the unbeliever's heart are disclosed, that person will bow down before God in worship, declaring, God is really among you. Orderly worship. What shall be done then, my brothers and sisters? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be only two or three at most, and each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let them be silent in church and speak to themselves and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If someone sitting receives a revelation, let the person be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirit of prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is a God not of disorder, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Women should be silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be subordinate, as the law also says. If there is something they want to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Or did the word of God originate with you, or are you the only one who it has reached? Anyone who claims to be a prophet or spiritual must acknowledge that I am writing to you is a command of the Lord. Anyone who does not recognize this is not to be recognized. So, my brothers and sisters, strive to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but all things shall be done decently and in order. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? These chapters review some of the key concepts of Paul's teaching, focusing people on the good news of Christ. We are reminded that God has provided us with spiritual gifts to fulfill God's purpose. Paul describes the faith community as the body of Christ, working together to act upon Jesus' teachings. All of this is grounded in the centrality of love. Are we being reminded that faith is not about what we think or believe? It is about what we do and the power of how we are. Let's end our time in prayer. Our Father who is in the skies, may your name be recognized as holy. May your kingdom come and may your will be done as it is in the skies, so also on the land. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also forgive those indebted to us. Don't lead us into the test, but deliver us from the evil one.